Money talks, often poorly, but it talks. Yes. Welcome to the Science of Getting Rich podcast. I'm your host, Gerald Peters. Always remember, folks, whatever you think about comes about, and whatever you focus on grows. So, universal law of expansion. What you think about comes about. What you focus on grows. Those thoughts that consume your mind. This is most evident in children and radicals. Think of people like ISIS. This is all they think about. It's crazy ISIS activities. They completely devote their life to it. Most change their name. They change the way they, you know, they grow their beards out. They begin praying 5 days a week. Like, this is radical transformation. And yet often us average people go about our day doing average things and average activities and scratch our head and wonder why we have average, mediocre results. We don't shave our heads. We don't join the cult. We don't pray 5 times a day. We're not near as committed as the jihadist is to destruction as we are to ourselves or finances. I've often used this term that you need to become a financial jihadist. I'm trying to give blunt, in-your-face examples of what I mean. Meaning, if you float through this life like all of the people that surround me, I mean, right, my neighbors on the left and my neighbors on the right, my good friend across the street, my own parents, they're all broke. They don't think they're broke because they have jobs. They can pay their bills. But the slightest disruption in that equilibrium, let this country fall into a real good recession, and you're going to see who's been skinny dipping. So you got a job and you can pay your bills. Good. You're a month away from broke. You're a month away. If you don't have $100,000 set aside, invested, put away, you need to understand you're broke. Now don't cut off the podcast. Oh, this guy's crazy. No, I'm trying to help you. Like, I'm trying to speak some wisdom into your life. I'm 49 years old, man. I've lived through 3 stock market crashes. When I say crashes, I mean crashed. Unemployment goes up. People losing jobs. Houses foreclosed. So you're 25 right now? Dude, you haven't seen shit. You haven't seen what can happen when 1 million people lose their home. You've seen nothing but good times. I mean, you were a kid when it was bad last time. It's in the business cycle. In my free ebook, You Don't Have to Die Broke, I talk about the business cycle. Now, in the book, I use the traditional definition. If you notice throughout the book, I give you definitions of financial terms that I think you need to know. Things like, well, what is an accredited investor? If you listen to Grant Cardone, you'll hear him talk about accredited investors. Well, an accredited investor is simply a person that has $1 million net worth. Now, the half of that could be their house. So it's not that hard to have $1 million. You know, if you're 40 years old, it's not hard to have $1 million net worth. That's what you need to understand. If you're 20 years old, 25 years old, 30 years old, and you're listening to me, all you have to do to get to $1 million is just make some wise decisions with some big things like your housing, cars, debt. Just make some wise decisions, set aside some money consistently, and over a period of a decade, you're going to become a millionaire. It's not hard. What's hard is becoming 5 million, 10 million. See, you can't do that accidentally. You have to become like a financial jihadist. You have to decide, my goal is to accumulate $5 million. The problem is, it's such a huge number that average people, everyday schmoes like me and you, they don't have this kind of goal. They're good, man. Car payments made, mortgage paid. I got $1,000. Let's go to the beach. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with treating yourself. And I do that. And if you read my ebook, I talk about this. Buy less stuff, buy quality. You don't need 50 shirts. How about 15 real nice shirts? Like, it just begins to, you just begin to change the way that you see things and the way that you spend money and the way you blow money. You know, I waste a lot of money, to be honest. You know, if I buy something, it's 11 bucks and I don't like it and it tastes bad, I throw it in the trash. You say, well, you just threw away 10 bucks. Yeah. I'm rich. I'm not eating it. See, I'm at a point where I can do that because I've done 18 years of grinding it out, right? I know 10 bucks isn't the problem. See, frugality only goes so far, and I think you should be frugal. The trick to money is having money, meaning you need margin. You need space between you and the world, so you need what does it cost you to live, and then how much you make. And the middle, the money that's not obligated to debts and bills, that's the money that you have to get rich on. That's what people don't get. And so if after you pay your bills, you got 500 bucks left, okay, what's your big plan to get rich on 500 bucks? You say, well, that seems kind of hard. I know. So you need more. You need more. Especially if it's, say it's you and a wife or you and a girlfriend and you guys live together and you're both working full time. You should have $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a month going into investments. If your goal, now listen, if your goal is to get rich or become financially independent. You cannot become financially independent accidentally. It takes a time, minimum 7 to 10 years. But that's with you every single day, grinding it on purpose. Your money's allocated properly. You're studying investments. No more being ignorant. No more saying, I don't know. That's what Google was created for. I get asked crazy questions. And I'm like, why didn't you just Google that? You know, it's so simple. Money talks. Inside of us, you've heard me talk about this before. I'm a big believer in this idea of polarity. We have two people inside of us. I have a booklet I wrote a while back. I haven't really distributed it. I did, some of you may know, I used to be a professional network marketer. And this is not about that at all. I will never speak to you about it. And the last thing I want to do is recruit anyone into it. The thought of even doing that makes me physically nauseous. And when I was doing network marketing, I would not talk to people about the business. Like, I didn't want to talk to you about the pay plan or the products. I just didn't give a shit because I don't think that's what's going to help you. If you're in an affiliate program and you're in some reseller deal or you're a realtor or you're like, what's going to help you is what you do with the money you make. You know, sitting around talking about the product, there was no value in that. Because all the people that I was talking to or that were interested or that would respond to my ads or my postcards, I would write magazine ads, I would write letters, I connect them to 800 numbers, people would call in. And I created this money machine where people would respond and come in. And then I would try to take those people and teach them to do what I did. But they don't want to learn. See, often when people are broke, it's because they've lived. You don't get broke overnight. It's like you don't get fat overnight, right? Fat is a process. It takes time. It takes years. Just like you can't get unfat overnight. Now, you can lose the weight faster than you gained it. I think most people know that. And you can begin to accumulate wealth faster than you got into debt. I don't know if most people know that, but that's true too. But it's because you take extreme measures. And so what I found is I would recruit people and they would be broke. And I'd say, your problem isn't your job. Your problem isn't that. Your problem is that you don't understand money. That's it. You don't understand money. You're not spending enough time with money. What you think about comes about, and what you focus on grows. If every dollar you get, you obligate or give away, yeah, no shit, money doesn't like you. Because as soon as you get it, you give it away. And so often I get young kids who will, man, I want to start investing. No, bro. No. You need to learn how to stack chips. Because the thing your parents can't do is just sit on $100,000. They can't get to 100. They spend it before they get there. Because as soon as they have 8 or 9, they find something to give it to. One thing that people do not like to hold, and I think it's a spiritual issue. Now, I'm setting aside real world shit that happens that you have to pay for, okay? I understand all of that. I'm not beating up on that guy, okay? But you know and I know. You know and I know. Because you've done it and I've done it. You don't even know where the money went. You know and I know people who make $10,000, $15,000 and it's gone. I recently had a friend, smart guy. Now, the funny thing is I never have to worry about, my friends don't listen to my podcast and all of my friends unfollowed me online because I talk about money. You start talking about money and telling people, look, I'm trying to get rich. All of the decisions that I'm making from here forth are regarding me becoming financially free. The moment you begin to talk like that, you will, I promise, lose most of your friends because they're not thinking like that. And the more they hang around you, they realize, man, what I'm doing is wrong. I'm not living right. But people don't want the personal responsibility of their money. They will fight you. People will fight and argue with you for all the reasons they haven't been able to accumulate money. I have people get mad at me and defend the reason they don't have money. But I don't see that same enthusiasm on keeping it. They don't have the same enthusiasm. Like, no one ever bangs me up and they're all, you know, fired up and excited because of how much they've stacked. It's always reasons they had to give it away. Now, I've come to believe that as you, okay, so that's a weird term, right? To say, oh, well, people don't like their money, that's why they give it away. To a lot of, yes, that's very esoteric, right? That's a very spiritual, a very law of attraction kind of way to look at it. But the reason I do this is this is how I talk. This is how I talk to myself. This is how I talk to my son. This is how I talk to people around me. Like, he was going, every time he goes to buy something, I'm like, man, you don't like that money, do you? I said, what do you mean? I said, why are you getting rid of the money? Well, I want this. Okay, so you like that plastic thing more than you like money. Well, no. All right, well, I mean, just say it. Because here's what begins to happen. As you begin to talk to yourself like this, you actually begin to start making changes as you become aware of your people do this in fitness. You're trying to get in shape. You're trying to work out. Every time you go to eat some stuff that's fat, you need to say it out loud. Why am I choosing to be a fat ass? Why am I choosing to skip my workout here right now? Why am I choosing the soft way and not the hard way? And as you begin to speak it out loud and confront your own self, because inside of all of us, there's two selves. There's two of us, and we all have to fight these two selves. The one self is ruled by the ego, and it's constantly in survival mode. It lives to pay bills. It feels trapped. It thinks and believes things. You know, you'll catch yourself saying things like this to yourself. I guess I'm not meant to be wealthy. I guess I can't be wealthy. You know, I don't know how to make money after work. Making money off other people is wrong. I owe bills, so I have to do a job I don't like. There's no way I could get a job I like. The things that I want to do don't pay well. And you begin to repeat these things. People who use the word rich are probably greedy. I don't need that much. I don't need to be a millionaire. I always feel like punching people when they say that. Are you out of your mind? You couldn't even defend yourself in a massive court case against the government or anybody else if you didn't have $1 million. Of course you need $1 million. I had a woman say that to me the other day. Well, I don't need $1 million. I said, no, that's because you're greedy. Because you're only thinking about yourself. Because if you truly don't need $1 million and you get $1 million, think of all the good you could do in the world, you selfish bastard. Now, that's harsh. I get it. It's harsh. But again, this is how I talk to myself. Like, this is some real shit, like spiritual things, man. Money is spiritual. And as we begin to talk about money, we begin to see the real you and the real me. Well, I don't need that much. I know, because you're selfish. Your charity needs that much. Your kids wouldn't mind going to college without debt. Your parents wouldn't mind a little help. And so to say you don't need that much is a lie. You need that much. And so I'm convinced people who ignore this issue of building wealth are the single most selfish people in the world. Now, they won't see it that way. And if you go around telling people that, you're going to have even less friends. But this is how I think. This is how I think. I think you have a duty. One thing Grant Cardone says all the time that I love, it's your duty. Now, I don't think you have a duty to become a billionaire, because I think that's actually impossible. Very few people can become billionaires. You know, the stars have to align. You have to be an outlier, and you have to be in the right place at the right time. Now, some of you may be magical, chosen human beings who can do that, but the average person. But getting to a million is completely reasonable for a bus driver. I've shown on math paper how you could do it being on welfare. You just have to choose to keep the money and not spend it. So the two selves, the one is telling yourself all these negative things, and then the other self. See, the other self, which is not connected to work and struggle, this is the side of you that kind of starts to dream when you don't pay attention. It's often tuned into the infinite, the infinite potential, and speaks to itself like this. It says, these are all the dreams and the goals and the ideas, and all of a sudden you have this, oh, I could do this and that. And then the other self goes, you can't do that. You don't have any time. So you got this back and forth, right? This yin and this yang. But the one self that allows you, that side of you that allows yourself to dream, I think I'll play the lottery today. You never know, right? It's open to receiving in unusual ways. Tonight I'm going to watch a reality show, and instead of hating on them, you think, man, well, I wish I could do that. So instead of hating on the Kardashians, you say, wow, how did they get to do that? And you begin to see the money flow. And so when you go into a store and people, oh, it's a crappy store, you go, I wonder if this is publicly traded. And you begin to see the money flow. And as you drive down the street, you begin to see signs. Chevron pays a 4% dividend. Public Storage pays a 3% dividend. Oh, AT&T pays a 5% dividend. And you begin to see all of the money and investment opportunities are all around you. But you have to tap into the other side. The infinite side. That other self. That's not connected to work, not connected to struggle, but to infinite potential. This is the side that's going to tell you, I'm more than my paycheck. I'm more than my job. I like to help other people. I wish I was 20 again so that I could do things bigger. I think this all the time. When people ask, well, I'm 20, what do you think I should do? I think, well, first off, you should read my free ebook and do everything in it. Because, God, you have an advantage. It's called time. All you have to do is not be a dumbass and get a bunch of debt. Do you understand that? The key and secret to life is not marrying someone stupid, not putting your money with financial advisors who aren't going to help you, learning to manage your own finances. Like, it's so simple, man. All you have to do is do the right things. Right? It's so simple, and yet most of you will blow it. You'll marry a bad partner. You'll do business with bad people. You'll take on consumer debt and explain in your mind why you should do that. You'll begin investing before you have the foundation laid, and then you'll lose your job, and you'll have to close out the investments to survive. Or you'll say things like, well, I lost my job, so I had to survive on credit cards. Yeah, because you were an idiot and didn't build the foundation. Didn't build the foundation. And so now is the time. First, it's not about investments. It's about getting your money right, getting the buckets right, getting the savings. You have to get eliminate debt, get the savings, and then we get to the investing. And that takes time. See, I decided to prove myself free. I began to speak and walk as though. That's how I began to run my business. People would come into my network marketing business, and I didn't even talk to them about network marketing. I would begin to talk to them about index funds. And I would begin to talk to them about, in 2008, I published a book called The Money. I've written like 5 books called The Money Flow, different subjects, but the same title. It's kind of dumb, right? And I would say things like, in 2008, in the book, I said, there's only 3 things you need to do. You need to start a home business or a side hustle. You need to invest all the money you can in index funds, and you need to buy all the real estate you can. This was written in 2008, and I haven't changed the book since, and I still mail this book out. And you know, no one ever gets that. No one, not a single freaking person of the 50,000 of these that I've mailed out ever goes, wow, you actually called that perfect. Like, if I would have done what you said in this free book, I would be rich. And they don't get it. You know why they don't get it? Because they're tapped into the other self. Self-absorbed. I don't need that much. My life. Carrying around their debt. The Bible teaches this principle that you can entertain angels' underwear. Meaning you pray. God sends the angel. But you're so self-consumed you can't even see the angel. Because it didn't come the way you wanted it. I'm surrounded by people like this. On a daily basis, I've done some great, some amazing things. I've done some stupid things, so you can learn from that too, right? And I speak with people that are broke every single day. And all they want to do is talk and not listen. Blows my mind. I just let them talk. And then I go to answer, and then they talk over me and tell me all blah, 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 blah. And it's on and on and on, just them, just puking themselves on me and their failures and all the things they've done wrong. Never once do they say, well, not always, but rarely do they say, Joe, who do I need to become? Like, how do I fix me? They don't say that. They're all looking for a quick fix, a shortcut. They think the answer is they make more money. Here's the problem. They can make $1 million. They'll just give it away. They don't even like money now. They haven't fixed the foundation. So giving you money isn't going to, as soon as you got more money, you'd give it to AT&T, cell phones, Verizon, rent, all the money would go away. Most people, if you give them $1 million, first thing they're doing is buying a new car. They can't hold this money. They're not mentally prepared to hold money. They're not stewards of wealth. The Bible has this principle of the talents. Where the thing is a master, but it's figuratively for God, that he gives one person one talent. And of course, they used to call it money back then, but it could simply just be talents. And he gives one 5 talents and one 10 talents. And he says, listen, when I return, you're going to have to show me what you did with the talents I gave you. Most of us, middle class America, this is what you do. You get your talent, and you go, I don't want to lose the talent, man. By God, what if I invested and then it went down? And so they run in the back and they bury their talent. And then the guy who's got 5 says, okay, I got a little extra. And the trick to money is having money, and I got a little bit of money from the master. So he invests the 5 and turns it into 10. Not bad, right? Well, the guy he gives 10 pushes it all in. He hires workers. He expands the fields. He builds an empire. Well, when the master returns and he goes to the one, he goes, hold on, master, I got your talent right here. I didn't lose it. Cleans it off and hands it back to him. And the master's angry. He said, I gave you a talent. You were born in the most prosperous country in the world, America, at the easiest time ever to live. And all you did was give your money to corporations and you have nothing to show for it. That's where most of us find ourselves. Some of us go to level 2. We take the 5 and we invest it. In my experience, these are people using financial advisors and your standard 401ks. They really don't understand the fees. They don't, if you ask how much passive income you make, they don't know. It's all clouded and paperwork and mystery, and you don't quite understand it. So you just kind of ignore it. And over time, it kind of works. And maybe, hopefully they invested it right and the money doubles. You have a double, not bad. But most people, if your money's with a financial advisor, you're gonna have about $250,000 or more less than a guy who just put in an index fund in E-Trade and put in the same amount of money over the working career. And so you pay this person $250,000 to do what you could have done for yourself. Genius. So, but people do it out of fear or lack of knowledge, or they don't actually know how to use Google. Whatever reason, they can't research things. I don't know the reason. Fear, 2 things still most wealth, fear and indecision. Family pressure, whatever the reason is, you think you need to use a financial advisor who's actually just a salesman, because none of you listening to me can afford a financial advisor who actually produces alpha. So you're going to get these generic corporate crap served to you, like going to McDonald's, where the only thing they're going to recommend is shit that doesn't get them sued. It's awful. Stop using it. But most people will. And then there's people that are going to take the 10, and they're going to hire the employees, they're going to build the empire. And these are people that I equate to take control of their money. They start allocating money for themselves. Instead of giving it to GMC and Ford, they allocate it into something that brings them money. And they build up this base, and at a certain point, they can buy any car they want because they have money now. They didn't give it away. And they spend that 7 to 10 years building it, and all of a sudden, they're a millionaire or close to or well on their way, right? I mean, if you're halfway there, it's pretty damn good. You realize you get to $500,000 and the market has two back-to-back 30% years, you're a millionaire. Like that, boom, just like that. You didn't do anything. Like, this is the power of building the base. Or don't do it. Take the one talent and go bury it. It's up to you, really. Just what side of your mind do you want to listen to? The self that serves the most is the self that you will look after most and feed. Who you say you are and think you are is all that you ever allow yourself to be, do, or have. Now, I'm not saying being delusional. But when people ask me, Gerald, what do you do for a living? I always say I'm an investor. I was saying I was an investor before I was like actually an investor for a living. I'm forward speaking. I'm trying to bring into reality. I used to call it stumbling forward fast. You ever watch a baby, when they learn to walk, they fall forward, they stumble forward. That's us. That was me. That's how we all start investing. The person you tell the world you are is the person that you will live to prove. What you tell others that you are, you will spend 8 to 10 hours a day validating and proving as correct. The poor mingle with the poor to prove themselves right. See, people hang out with like-minded people because it makes them comfortable. But the moment you draw a circle around yourself and you say, hey guys, tomorrow I'm getting rich, man. I can't go to that thing. I got to invest my money, man. I got to get my stuff right. You're going to start losing friends. That's the way it happens. This process usually takes place in your 30s because you're still kind of close with your friends. You went to college together. You went to high school together. You feel some sort of bond. But your fortune isn't with your friends. Now, when you're 40 and you look back, you realize how true this is. But this is a problem for you when you're in your 20s because you still feel like there's some sort of value there in maintaining this with these people. To the detriment of some people. I've watched people give money to friends who are on bad times and this and that. And you're not helping them. You are not what you think you are, but rather what you secretly believe you are subconsciously. No man can be great who inside thinks he's small. And so we have to begin to get both sides of our brain to see this picture. We have to begin, and it becomes a financial jihad. This isn't something you casually go. You don't casually become a millionaire. You don't accidentally. You don't go, well, we're going to kind of put in a little bit of money. That's not how it works, man. It's not how it works. It's because shit gets radical. Like, you have to be dedicated to the process. Otherwise, you will be like the 93% of Americans who float through life. And every time the kids need dental work, it's a giant drama. If the tire goes out on the car, it's a giant drama because they haven't done anything to prepare for this. They don't have the savings on tap. They don't have the three buckets. They don't have the money properly allocated in their investments. And yeah, this shit takes time and it's hard. It ain't easy. It ain't supposed to be easy. That's why few people do it. That's why there's very few millionaires, because this shit is hard. The same reason there's very few people with abs. Or great physiques. Why? Because it's hard. And truth is, most people are soft. And the truth is, most people secretly do not want their money. They want to give it to people like me. The moment they get it, they want to give it away. And so they live to prove that. Buying crypto, putting it in Forex, all this stuff that they know secretly down inside probably is not going to work. Passing up on the guaranteed things, the savings they need to protect their family, right? The real estate right next door you could have bought. Real shit, not lottery ticket things. Things that require hustle and grind every single day. Please explain to me the grind in crypto. Explain to me how the hustle in that works. Explain to me how hard that is. Buying some digital and watching it. That's your path to wealth. Watching numbers on a screen that own nothing, produce nothing, make nothing, and they go up and down on a screen. Let that sink in. Begin to speak it. Actually, what is happening? Does it even make sense? You think you could go into Warren Buffett's office and pitch him on lithium? Do you think he would entertain you for a minute? Would you even get in the door? Doesn't even make sense, man. Now, you want to play a little? Cool. I could be completely wrong. But I know this. The universe has never been so fucked up that something that produces nothing, makes nothing, helps no one, does nothing, doesn't physically fucking exist. That's never ever helped anyone. Makes no sense. Now you might could argue with me, I want to invest in Uber, and I would say, well, they've lost more money than any company in the world. I don't know why you would invest in them. But you might could somehow, because that's an actual service. It actually does something. I could at least get my mind around that. But you want to put a little money in that? Put a little money in that. But I have people talk to me, they think they're going to get rich on it. Maybe. But you know what will happen when you get rich on it? You'll lose all that money because you don't know what you're doing. You don't understand real financial instruments. You don't understand what a REIT is, what a closed-end fund is, what a preferred stock is versus regular stock, what dividends are, what is ex-dividend day, how do interest rates affect, like actual grown-up shit that actual financial people look at. People who actually get rich. Instead, we do this mental masturbation game, wasting our time with all these other things, except what you need to do. Get the credit score straight. Like if it ain't 700, stop everything you're doing and figure out how to get it 700. Period. If you don't have the savings, the emergency fund, whatever you want to call it, I call it a do-over account. Priority number one. Then you start investing. And if you do it in this process, you will never blow out and you will become rich. Went a little over today. Some of my examples are crude, to the point, maybe obnoxious, but it's to get people's attention. Now, I always piss a lot of people off that are into crypto because I think it's complete bullshit. If you want to play money in that, because I could be wrong, put some money in that. But the universe has never been so screwed up that people get to keep money. What's a way to word this? There is no planet where you can do that. Where something can make nothing, produce nothing, provide no value, and then somehow it makes a lot of people rich. The only people that it's making rich are these idiots that DM you, who can claim they make 10, 20, 30% a week. You have to understand how absurd that is. It's just never been that. Wealth doesn't come that easy. Now, it made outliers. There's outliers in every field, in every genre. You have the J.K. Rowling's, writes a book and makes $1 billion, but 99% of all writers make very little. You know, you have the salesmen like Grant Cardone who become billionaires, but most salesmen are not going to be billionaires. And so they have to, you know, you have to get the foundation right. Even if you're pursuing being an outlier, even if you think you're an outlier, get the foundation right. Dude, I spoke with a guy the other day. He borrowed $30,000 to buy Bitcoin, and it's now worth $15,000. This was stupid on steroids. If he'd have borrowed $30,000 and bought a rent house or shit, bought any number of stocks that paid 10% income, he would still have his money and be making the 10%. I mean, it doesn't make any sense, man. Wise decisions. Wise.